taking you through the fastest 2 hours in radio, a Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Before we continue with our conversation with Jason Peter, join us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And Jay, we've talked so much about Seattle's defense as we recap Super Bowl 48. Let's transition now and talk about this exceptional quarterback in Russell Wilson, his play, his production, his maturity, his poise. I mean, the superlatives just go on and on. You just got to love this guy because he really does live the peak Carroll mantra, and that is always compete.
Yeah, and it's all about the team. And you know, listening to Troy Aikman talk when they were doing the game, and he was talking about how the phrase game manager is a derogatory term kind of to a quarterback. And you know, I think maybe it has become something of a bad word. If you're a quarterback, you don't want to be labeled that, but you know, I don't know if I necessarily see it as a bad word. It just it means that you're doing everything you need to do for that team to win. And I think nowadays there is so much pressure being put on these quarterbacks, you know, whether it deservedly so or not. I think, you know, quarterback success is dictated ultimately, you know, by the wins and losses of a team. But, you know, it's just that. It's a team, and one guy, at least the thing that we've always been taught since the time we were kids, is that one person cannot win a game by themselves. And I think when you look at that Seattle offense or defense, just that entire team, everybody has a role, I think. And that goes all the way to the quarterback. And, you know, they found themselves a really, really good one. And, you know, that's obviously a compliment to the Seattle personnel department, the college scouting, everything to be able to grab this guy in what was, I think, the third round. And already now in his second year, he's a Super Bowl champion. And you know, it's not like he lit up the record book on Super Bowl Sunday, but he did what was asked of him, and you know, now Seattle's a Super Bowl champ.
You know, Jason, what's so remarkable about Russell Wilson, I mean, there's a 12-year difference between him and Peyton Manning, but he, at this age, already understands, you know, what it takes to be successful, his preparation. And I can guarantee you, Russell Wilson is already thinking about, you know, he's going to decompress for a little while, but he's going to be thinking about that 2014 season and what he needs to do to take his game to that next level. He lives a very disciplined life. You don't have to worry about him being out at some nightclub.
Yeah, and very humble.
That's refreshing.
He feels like there's always something to learn. And I think that's what the great ones, no matter if you're talking sports or you're talking business, I think they always feel like they can learn something from somebody else who's in the room or on the other side of the table or on the other side of the field. And I think just from listening to Russell Wilson speak and watching him in some interviews, you get that feeling from him that, you know, even if you put you know, Ryan Leaf in front of him, or lock those two in a closet for a day, he would come out understanding something, whether it's using Ryan Leaf's failures, you know, whatever it may be. I feel like he always sees an opportunity as an opportunity to learn. And you know, he talked about going to Peyton Manning's football camp as a high school kid, but you know, you really get the feeling that this is a kid that's very grounded. The parents did an unbelievable job with him, and you know, he's going to be successful no matter what happens. If he got hurt the first play of the 2014 season and he couldn't play football anymore for the rest of his life, you have a feeling that Russell Wilson will still be successful in whatever he chooses to do. And you know, that's a big part of the life of a football player. I mean, the football career is short. I mean, even if you play, you know, 10, 12 years, you're still looking at leaving the game prior to being 40 years old. And nowadays, you know, people are living to to 90, 100 years old, you still have more than that lifetime of what you've already lived to find something to do and to ultimately try to be successful at it.
Jason, you are so right. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. It's really inspirational, just Russell Wilson, but you're right in the fact that he was raised beautifully by his parents. He is tangible proof that really it seems in many ways that he's taken a page out of Peyton Manning's book from going, as you were talking about, attending his camps and just incorporated that into his approach with the game and even his execution, because his ability to survey the field in situations, his awareness, and being undersized at what, 5'11", that is remarkable to watch.
Yeah, and you think, I mean, just in his second year, I mean, normally, you know, for quarterbacks to play at such a high level, I mean, you know, there are the rare exceptions. I mean, there are the Peyton Mannings, there are the Andrew Lucks, guys that can come in and be successful pretty quickly. You know, with those two guys, you're talking about the number one draft pick overall, and you know, the prototypical quarterback, what, you know, GMs and head scouts are drawing up in those meeting rooms. Well, Russell Wilson obviously doesn't fit that, but his understanding of the game, all of the intangibles, you know, the what's pumping inside, whether it's the real thing or Kool-Aid, you know, I mean, he's got the real thing going, and he's got a desire to be great and that desire to learn like we talked about. But, yeah, I mean, the work ethic on this kid and, you know, willing to, I think, put the team before himself, before anyone. Because, I mean, look, he's a guy. The quarterback nowadays, they are the biggest star on the field. You know, hands down, whether a guy is a Tom Brady, a Peyton Manning, a Russell Wilson, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're the quarterback, especially of a Super Bowl, ultimately now winning team, you have the capability of you know, being the guy who always has the mic in front of him, you know, maybe working endorsement deals left and right, and you know, they're all about me. And watching Russell Wilson, I mean, you couldn't get a whiff of that he is just in it for himself. I mean, ultimately, I think if he could sacrifice winning, you know, 5 MVPs to win, you know, 10 Super Bowl titles, I'm pretty sure that would be a deal that Russell Wilson would probably take.
Jason Peter has been joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to encourage you to go to our radio website, eradiosports.com, and you can click on our podcast page and listen to this entire interview. JP joins us each and every week. Next week, Jay, we got to get into what are the expectations for the Broncos and for Seattle next year. Jay, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Much more straight ahead at YSR.